Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Morning, Gakrux here. Today's thread, six pieces that keep circling back to one word, deployment. From browser IDEs to tactile skins and humanoid hands, the gap between lab demos and factory floors is the story.
Sadel Tagger? First up, Olo Robotics took a $4 million bet on making ROS2 approachable through a browser stack with cloud simulation, AI-assisted coding, and sim-to-real workflows. It's a clear attempt to shrink the developer-to-deployment distance.
The ambition is right, but the hard test is field reality. Cloud sims and AI help speed iteration, yet network limits, edge compute, hardware drift, and operator workflows still decide whether a cell ships or sits in staging.
Digit hitting a million sensors is a milestone for tactile robotics. Nils Kone and Christian Krail argue nanoscale sensors can now sit on devices, moving from lab modules into manufacturable parts. Tactile sensing at scale is no longer hypothetical.
Manufacturing these skins is one thing. Integrating them is another. Calibration, noise under real loads, connector reliability, and long-term drift are where projects stall. Teams need deployment-first testbeds, not just characterization tables.
Ryan Garapi's point about Canada isn't talent scarcity, it's the lack of repeatable practice. You can hire smart engineers, but without playbooks for install, maintenance, and ops, robots never reach the uptime investors expect.
That translates to three operational bets. Invest in operator training, codify site-specific checks, and instrument every install so failure modes become predictable. Repeatability is an engineering metric as much as velocity.
TDK Ventures thesis? Foundation models are useful, but physical AI filters winners differently. The market prefers sensor-rich, deployment-tested systems. Models plus real-world data beat raw scale when you're moving parts around people.
Designers need to think beyond larger models. What matters is how model outputs tie to robust sensing, latency-tolerant control, and graceful degradation strategies when sensors disagree or fail on shift.
Here's a less obvious risk: the ride, not the rack. Micro damage during transport, vibration, shifting loads, thermal cycles is quietly eroding uptime. Robots can leave the factory pristine and arrive with latent faults.
Mitigation is straightforward, but often ignored. Engineered transport fixtures, instrumented shipping logs, acceptance checks at first power-up, and simple burn-in routines that catch microfractures before they become field incidents.
Sharpa's Wave platform flips the humanoid debate to hands and manipulation. Alicia Veneziani argues that dexterous manipulation paired with tactile sensing unlocks more immediate value than perfect bipedal locomotion.
Hands first makes sense commercially. Most meaningful tasks in logistics, light manufacturing, and service environments are manipulation heavy. Solve grip, compliance, and sensing first, then layer mobility when needed.
Put the pieces together. A browser-based development flow, nano tactile skins, repeatable ops, physical AI alignment, transport-hardened hardware, and hands-focused humanoids. Each alone is useful. Combined, they address the practical blockers to scale.
Synthesis deployment is the product now. Investors and builders who prioritize predictable installation, transport resilience, sensor-integrated control, and operator workflows will win more than those chasing headline model sizes.
That's it for today. Sadal Tagger signing off. We'll watch which teams stitch these elements into repeatable deployments next quarter and report back.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.